producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are starting off this particular hour of the show chatting with a woman by the name of Gwen Pressman. Gwen is a writer, a journalist. She has just started a newsletter called The Resource Maven. The philosophy behind the newsletter is every single company that is covered in the Resource Maven is a company that she has purchased. Her business plan, near as we can tell, and I think we have it right, is very, very similar to Brent Cook's with Exploration Insights. Do us a favor, Gwen, if you would tell us a little bit about how you started the Resource Maven and the type of companies that you cover.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. So I started Resource Maven a year ago. It was September 2014. I'd been in the mining industry for 7-8 years at that point, primarily as a journalist, but also doing some ghostwriting for other newsletters. So I had learned a lot, and I looked around and saw the sector at the bottom. Now, of course, we're still there, but the point is I saw the sector at the bottom, and we all know how cyclical mining is. And so I wanted to position myself, put myself in a position where I could participate a lot more actively in the recovery, when things go again. And so I wanted to do that through investing. But the other thing that I'm very good at is explaining technical, complicated things clearly. And the other advantage that I have is I know a lot of people in this industry. I know a lot of companies. I know a lot of projects. That's what I had spent the previous decade developing is that database, that network and that database of information. So it all came together in me starting Resource Maven, which, as you identified correctly, is the same business model as Brent Cook's letter, which is that it's a subscriber-supported newsletter. I don't take money from companies for coverage ever. It's just what I'm buying and what I'm selling and why. So where I see the metals markets going, where and what I think people should be doing with their money, because it's what I'm doing with my money in that context. So that's the idea. And so far, so good. It's been clearly, like I say, we're still at the bottom, shall we say. The sector hasn't rallied, but what's really exciting to me is that despite gold not having recovered, copper still being down, the sector still being in what we can fairly call dire straits, there's still opportunities out there. There's still share prices that have done very well over the last year. There's still companies that I think have good potential to perform well in the next little while. So I'm excited, and I think this is a real opportunity.
Gwen, I've been receiving your letter now for a number of months. I'd say at least 6 months, and I very much enjoy what you have to write. I find it interesting that you cover the general sector, but then you also get into very specific companies, and you do a good job of explaining why the company attracts you and what price you're looking to buy it at. Before we get into some companies, I want to get your overall assessment of what's going on in the metals markets. You and I chatted briefly when we were at the New Orleans show. My biggest takeaway was that, even with a pretty down market for metals prices, there are still some bright lights out there that people should have some faith in investing in, and it should shed a positive light on the industry as well.
Absolutely, yeah. In general terms, I agree. So my overall outlook on the metals industry is that I don't hold out hope for any near-term excitement for metal prices. I think gold is a very difficult metal to predict. I don't think it's got a huge amount of downside from here, but I also don't see a lot of catalysts for it to push it up dramatically in the near term either. Copper, similar, although I think there is potentially more downside still for copper. I'm more optimistic about zinc and uranium because I think the supply-demand fundamentals for both of those commodities show a little more upside, at least in the medium term. But in general, I think investors need to look at the mining industry right now using current metal prices and say, okay, what provides opportunity given today's pricing? So it's not a matter of making investment decisions based on this project will be fantastic when gold gains X percent. I am hopeful that that will happen. I believe that that will happen. The metal prices will rebound, you know, over the next few years. But there's opportunities right now in those sorts of situations that you identified with those companies that have not just survived this, you know, 4-year long bear market, but that have actively moved their projects forward, still been able to find money, still been able to create value and advance their assets, because those assets are now in a position where they are proven that they look like they will be able to go ahead, whether, you know, go into development or potentially be bought. They make sense at today's prices. So that's really what I'm looking at. And I divide up my mining portfolio into time frames, by which I mean I look at short-term trades, I look at medium-term buys, and I look at long-term holds. So on the short-term, there's some companies that because of immediate news items, promotion pushes, or specific events provide opportunity right now. And in that sense, I'm looking for maybe even just like a 30% upside. Let's, you know, buy it. Let's get out quickly. Let's lock in 30%. Let's remember why we trade mining stocks. It's because we like to actually lock in some profits. So I see some short-term trades that work in the industry right now. Then there's the medium-term buys. These are the companies that I think that are of the type I was just describing, that have continued to move their assets forward and that are either are already showing very good share price movement, despite the market being what it is, or are positioned to soon to show that kind of appreciation. And then, of course, there are also the long-term holds, which are companies that are generally the earlier stage explorers. Early stage explorers are sort of the last to get recognition when the mining sector, you know, regains strength slowly. So they're not going to give us any share price love in the short term, but in the long term, there's real upside in those companies.
In the latter category, better potential long term for a junior company. Give us three examples, would you?
Sure. So one of them I would give is Eurasian Minerals. They're a project generator. They've been around. They've been doing that business model for many years. They're one of the best technical teams out there. The geologists that work for Eurasian Minerals are truly top-notch. They pretty much are all master's degrees or PhDs with a lot of field experience. The other really important aspect when you're looking at a project generator is that the company has to structure deals well. It's one thing to have a really big portfolio. It's another thing to have a portfolio where projects are actively joint ventured to other companies in deals that provide the right kinds of returns to the project generator. And I think Eurasian Minerals does a really good job of that. For example, they just managed to monetize an asset. They just put $4 million into the bank because Newmont bought out Eurasian's half of a set of projects that they had joint ventured in Haiti. So I think that's one of the long-term holds that I'm really interested in. Another one is Rockhaven Resources. So they're exploring the Klaza Gold Project that's in the Yukon. It's an earlier stage project. There is a resource on the project that was established just not quite a year ago. But it's early enough stage that we're not looking at development anytime soon. We don't have an economic study yet. This project is still in the early stages, which is why it's more of a long-term position right now. But I think this project geologically has a lot left to give. It's a particular kind of epithermal gold deposit that has the potential to have really, really deep continuity. So I think there could be a lot of gold at this project. Also importantly, it's in the Yukon, but it's in a very accessible part of the Yukon. This is a road accessible project that's not that far from power lines and things like that. So it may be in the Yukon, but it's in a good part of the Yukon. And it's run by a team that's associated with some very, very long-term Yukon explorers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting with our buddy Jay Taylor right now. We want to say, by the way, that we are, I would have to say unofficially in a very friendly manner, teaming up with Jay in the sense that his show, which airs on Voice America, we're going to be posting clips from that particular show. And also Jay will posting clips from our show on his site. So you get a real bang for your buck here. And we'll have, yeah, we'll have specific directions on our website as to how you can take advantage of that. Jay, you sent Corey and I an interesting commentary from Secretary of State John Kerry when he was really putting pressure on Congress to make sure that the Iranian deal passed, even though it was fairly dicey, fairly questionable at first. He was very, very strong, for lack of better terms, very emotional in saying we simply have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of wonder why, man.
Yeah, I think that there's maybe more than meets the eye here. You know, you certainly have the neocons and the hardliners in America who say that all the problems that we have in the world is due to a president who is weak, really doesn't have the resolve and doesn't have the stomach to go up and be tough militaristically around the world. And so they're blaming him for the gains that Russia has made in the Middle East. They're saying that we need to go out and be really tough with China, and China is doing all kinds of bad things to us. And, you know, but Kerry was making the point here because the Republicans were very strongly, most Republicans are very strongly against this agreement, the nuclear agreement with Iran. There was a threat to override Obama. And so I think, for one thing, Kerry was making the argument that, well, we can't do that. We have to get this treaty signed because, first of all, we got China, we got all of our friends as well to implement sanctions against Iran. We kept China from buying oil. We kept other countries from buying oil from Iran. And therefore now we got Iran to the bargaining table. We got Iran to talk about this agreement that would keep them from having nuclear weapons. And now you want us to go back and you want us to say, no, we can't pass this agreement, even after we imposed all of those sanctions on all of our friends and countries like China that may not be our friends or be so friendly with us. And now you want us to go back and do that. And then he said, which I thought was really interesting for a couple of reasons, but he said, that is a way, my friends, that we could lose our reserve currency status, the dollar's reserve currency status. Well, you know, a lot of my friends have said, no, I don't believe that that's true, that basically all Kerry was doing was posturing to try to make sure that he had enough Democrat votes to keep the Republicans from, you know, and a few of the other senators from overturning Obama's agreement. But I have to think that given the fact that China is now a net disholder of treasuries, Russia also has been selling treasuries, you're getting nothing for holding treasuries because it's virtually zero interest rates, that in fact there may be a lot more than meets the eye here with regard to the Iranian deal, that in fact countries, that in fact the U.S. government, the Treasury Secretary, the U.S. may be very concerned about what I think we used to worry about a lot, and that was, who's going to buy our treasuries? You know, who's going to buy our treasuries? The Federal Reserve has stepped in since 2008, 2009. They've been a massive buyer of treasuries with the quantitative easing. But at some point in time, if the Treasury is the only party that's buying treasuries, we've got a problem potentially with the veracity, the viability of the dollar. So I think, you know, that now as we look to rate increase, the potential for a rate increase, I look at all the data that I see. This morning, some more came out. We were talking on Friday here about the PPI came in much more negative than expected. I think it was a minus 1.8, and that wasn't attributable to energy because the energy prices didn't increase. In fact, gasoline prices rose. So across the board, broad-based sort of decline in prices. And the economy is extremely weak. And so I'm thinking, you know, there may be a reason that we have to raise rates, even despite this weak economy, just simply because of this issue of the dollar, the potential for a dollar that loses its status. I mean, if you look at it, the dollar is based on petrodollars. You know, that's where Kissinger did. He went out and established, when gold was taken away from the dollar, Kissinger arranged with Saudi Arabia and the other oil producers to make sure they bought their oil was sold for in dollars. And that put a bid under the dollar when gold was taken away from it. Well, now the oil prices are half of what they were a year ago. And not only that, but we're seeing increasing amounts of oil that is being sold by Iraq and Russia into China now, and Saudi Arabia is losing their market share in China. So this whole notion of the United States controlling the oil market so that it can control the dollar, the petrodollar, I think is a very big picture that, of course, we're not hearing anything about on the mainstream media, and it's one I think that we should all be very aware of.
Discussing the trend of the central banks buying up pretty much their own country's treasuries, isn't that happening around the world?
Absolutely, it's happening around the world because they're all trying to implement Keynesian economics, which suggests that you can print money and create wealth. It's just something that everybody is doing. So the idea of a weak currency or strong currency, it's all been a matter of really who is the weakest. You know, they're all bad, but who is the least bad? And the dollar has been the least bad up until this point in time. But I think in no small measure that's true because we have been able to maintain the petrodollar to a degree. And that is based to a very great extent, I think, on our military successes around the world. I mean, I can't help but think that the fact that our Navy and we're, sent a destroyer into China to send the signal that we're not going to allow China to control their own sea lanes, and the fact that we want to continue to control markets around the world is partly tied to this notion of the dollar hegemony and the need to keep the dollar as a reserve, the world's reserve currency. But in the meantime, all of these Keynesian economic policies are not helping. We're seeing a global economy that is getting worse by the day. And so ultimately, the rubber will hit the road. Ultimately, there won't be enough cash flow to meet these debts that are going up and up. And I think we're seeing, you know, measures now and reasons to believe that the corporate buying of their own securities, stocks and so forth. If we start to have a rate hike for whatever reason here, and I'm suggesting we might see one for reasons that are out of the view of most people, and that would be protection of the dollar hegemony, then we might start to see a great unraveling, I think, of a lot of the markets. That's major concern.
Yeah, we have every indication as of yesterday about a potential great unraveling. If that's if you realize or if you accept the fact that gold is a major barometer of people's opinions. In the third quarter of this year, the domestic demand for gold increased 207%, and Gold Eagle sales were around 400,000 ounces, which for Gold Eagles from Mr. and Mrs. Middle Class America, that's really saying something. This article basically stated that they felt people were starting to get worried. How about you guys out there? Are you starting to get worried?
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month, that's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition, the second hour of the weekend edition. Got Axel Mark with us right now. Axel is the founder, CEO, president, slash everything for Merck Investments. Don't get the idea it's a small one-man company, because it is very definitely not. A firm to be reckoned with. Axel, you just got back from Brazil very recently. What's going on down there from an economic standpoint?
Well, everybody is, great to be with you, first of all, but everybody is pessimistic on Brazil. About a couple of years ago, I was at a conference at Stanford. All the academics were extremely pessimistic, and the business people shrugged it off and said, you roll up your sleeves, and these are just road bumps, and you move ahead. And in many ways, the Brazilians have that attitude. They've been dealt such bad cards, especially of late, but also in previous generations, that they find a way through. Now, what's happening there is, basically, they have a government that's run out of rich people to tax. The government comprises something like 35 to 40% of GDP, and they have their benefits indexed to inflation. If that sounds familiar, we got that in the US as well. They're a step ahead of us, and that just now is in the news that the finance minister, who's the one guy who they pulled in to kind of get these things back on track, is fine. And then there is a joke going around that Brazil has inflation that's higher than the approval rating of the president there.
Kind of a funny aspect to look at it that way, Axel. I think this Brazil story is part of an even bigger, more important story of the BRIC countries in general. Earlier on in the show, in the first hour, we talked with a individual who lives in India for at least part of the year, and he gave us an update on the Indian economy. As for the other BRIC countries, especially China, there's another economy that's slowing and struggling. To me, this big picture BRICS, what was the shining light for global markets, is fading pretty fast, isn't it?
Well, yes, but let's be careful about lumping all these guys together. Obviously, acronyms always are great. Brazil is a country that's really hit rock bottom, and many people argue it has to go further down before they're going to turn around. Just politically, it's impossible to get real structural reform done at this stage. India is at the other end of this. India has gone through some tough times. Sure, there's some challenges, but they have a very energetic government. Problem is, again, it's very rigid. It's difficult to change. But usually you find value when things are at the bottom and things are turning around. Now, China has this this massive country where they're trying to engineer change, and they take kind of one step ahead and then three quarters of a step back. It's a giant that one just has to watch. Whereas Brazil, we can joke about, because ultimately it doesn't matter to our lives, but what happens in China really does matter to our lives. And so each one of these places is unique. Now, as far as the global story is concerned, yes, we do have a global slowdown. I do think we have a slowdown in the U.S. as well in various sectors of the economy, and we got to deal with that. But each one of these places has their own wonderful little dynamics.
Well, speaking of their own wonderful little dynamics, we've got
now, actually, even though each of these countries, and I fully agree with, they all have different things going for them and against them, it does seem to be this global trend of a slowdown all around the world right now, does it not?
Well, yes, in many ways it does, and it does show that all this money printing hasn't really helped. I mean, what basically has happened is that we've had governments try to step in to boost growth. Government debt has exploded in much of the world, including in many emerging economies. And now they are stuck with this hangover with too much debt. Everybody is driving on with zero interest rates. It doesn't appear to be helping all that much. And what we forgot is that we really should be growing economies with sound long-term policies, and very few countries have that, and it's kind of a forgotten thing, and that's, we're always fixing the wrong problem, and some of them we're surprised that the world is stuck in first gear.
Axel, I got a question for you. We did an interview yesterday, Friday, with Rick Ackerman, and Rick made a comment about the last man standing. He thinks that very possibly the United States, from an economic standpoint, could end up being the last man standing. I don't agree with him. Do you?
Well, what does it mean to be the last man standing? We always say, oh, the good old days, right? But in a decade from now, we'll say the same thing. In 20, 30 years, we'll say the same thing. People adjust. Let's talk about the people we say, oh, the old people at over 65, they can't retire anymore. Well, in a few years, it will be a virtue. You'll be proud of still be in the workforce, rather than saying, oh, in the 1950s, hey, women were able to stay at home. Now it's an insult to tell somebody you're at home. Out of economic necessity, both partners in a relationship have to work now, and we make it a virtue. Similarly, we talked about Brazil. Well, Brazil is kind of our view into the future. Well, the Brazilians still live, and so what does it mean to be the last man standing? We are better with a printing press. We are better at, and so with that, we might feel better, but I don't know. I mean, the Europeans, yes, Europe is a mess, but Europe has always been a mess. Doesn't mean they're not standing anymore. The German consumers are doing pretty well. And conversely, when it comes to investment opportunities, sometimes where things are rotten, they are the best opportunities. Russia is one of the better stock markets this year, for example, and I would think everybody agrees that Russia isn't exactly the place you'd call standing.
Now, Axel, let's take this on more of an investment bend. If we are, as you said, if everybody is kind of stuck in first gear, where do you think people should be putting their money for protection, but then also where do you see there to be some upside market-wise, asset-wise out there?
Well, our general theme is what central banks have achieved is they have taken fear out of the market. They have compressed risk premium, which means that bonds don't yield anything anymore, but also volatility in the stock market has been low. As the Federal Reserve is trying to engineer an exit, risk premium are going to rise again. That means volatility is going to go up, and what that means is there are going to be headwinds to risky asset prices, meaning equity valuation should be lower, that's going to be a challenging environment for just about anybody. You want to look for things that have a low correlation. That means you want to look for alternative investment strategies. One of the things we like in this environment is gold. Despite the rise of interest rates, gold has two attributes. One is that on the long run, the correlation to equities is just about zero, which is a good thing to have if equities were to go down. And the other one is gold, of course, doesn't pay any interest, and everybody is spooked about a rising interest rate environment. But the last time I checked is not only are we still at zero, but importantly, what matters for interest rates are real interest rates, those after inflation. And the way I read the Fed, and I literally take them at their word when they say in their FOMC statement month after month after month that even as inflation and employment goes back to what's historically considered normal, rates are going to be less than what's historically normal, meaning they're going to be behind the curve. That means real interest rates are going to be low to negative. And in that sort of environment, something like gold, I think, is a very simple diversifier that investors may want to have a look at.
Now, you're going to be doing a webinar.
Now, Axel, let's talk about the webinar that you are putting on early next week on Tuesday. How can people sign up? What will the topics be covered?
Sure. We try to have a webinar once a month, and you can sign up for our webinars at merckinvestments.com/webinar. The one that's coming up is specifically geared at gold, and we go everything from the history of gold, but most notably we talk about the sort of environment that we're in, and why gold might be something to look at as a diversifier, and also how it has done historically in a portfolio. And so we go into that in great detail, how to construct a portfolio with gold and the ups and downs of gold.
Well, to keep it really simple, Corey, I think what we ought to just stress is the fact that the banner and the address and how to get to that webinar will all be on our homepage starting today, Saturday. So simply click on that and you get all the information that you want. You know, Axel is, I have to tell you, one of the best investment advisors out there, one of the best fund managers out there. I think he has rapidly evolved to the point where he's also one of the experts in the world, in my opinion, on what's going on in the precious metal sector. So take that webinar in. It's a good one. Stick around. We're going to be right back to wrap up the show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report, we have Roger Dumoulin-White with us. We are focusing on this company for a variety of reasons. The main reason is that we have done an awful lot of due diligence on the company Theralase. We believe that they have a much better than average chance of doing something rather dramatic in the market. They are a two-pronged company, as everybody is aware. Cash flow comes from one medical device, but the real upside in the company, in our opinion, isn't necessarily the medical device, but it is certainly the cancer cure that they are working diligently on. And we're going to talk about that with Roger right now. There are a number of facilities in the United States that are under consideration to work with Theralase, and then, of course, there's the Princess Margaret Medical Center in Toronto that has been working with Theralase for quite some time. What's the status right now, Roger?
Well, we have lots of things going. Great to be on the show, Al, Corey. Really, you're looking at a lot of news coming out in December. We have, with our therapeutic laser technology, the new TLC 2000, that technology, we're looking for Health Canada approval, and then around middle of December, we're in play with the FDA as well, so we're looking for their final approval in around December, maybe January. With our cancer technology, the second division, which is the big upside, you're looking at a CTA approval by Health Canada. It will allow us to start a Phase 1B clinical trial in and around middle of December. And then we're also working with the FDA as well on a pre-IND. We're looking for feedback early to mid-December. And we're looking to get approval on that in and around maybe around first quarter of 2016. So a lot of stuff coming down the pipe.
Roger, that would sure be nice to, first of all, see the TLC 2000, that therapeutic laser, be approved, just because I know it's been kind of a long process that, after chatting with you, is very much out of your hands when you deal with these sort of big regulatory committees. That being said, we have had a couple questions from some listeners that I would like you to address. First off, question from Ronald asking you, PDCs, which are the photodynamic compounds, have been around for a while. Why is it now that Theralase seems to be the only one progressing so well in this field? And did Theralase actually invent these specific PDCs, or were they bought?
Well, I'll answer the first question. With photodynamic compound technology, they have been around for probably 30 to 40 years. There's been a number of drugs that have been able to be light activated. But I think that it's an ongoing process. When a technology first is developed, it takes time to perfect it. So with the molecules that have been approved in the past, there's two FDA-approved ones, Photofrin and aminolevulinic acid, are known as ALA. The characteristics are just not perfect. They do have some impact, but they do have a lot of side effects in the sense they don't. They can only be activated by red light, so therefore you cannot tailor the depth of penetration. They have limited ability to produce reactive oxygen species, so they're not going to be as effective on targets. So they do work, but they're not as optimized as they could be. With the Theralase PDCs, they take away a lot of those issues. At much, much higher efficacy levels, we're showing efficacy levels 200 times greater than Photofrin, 600,000 times greater than ALA, and we're showing none of the side effects. Our drugs can be activated anywhere from ultraviolet all the way through near-infrared, which means that we can activate them from 100 microns, the thickness of a hair, all the way down to 4 inches into tissue. So I think that they are dramatically more powerful, dramatically more potent, and much, much safer than what's currently on the market, which is why I think they're going to be head and shoulders above what's currently on the marketplace. In regards to inventing the technology, no, Theralase is not the inventor of the technology. What I pride myself on is really having an eye for technology and a vision about how that technology could be used. The photodynamic compounds were originally developed by a professor out of Virginia Tech University, Dr. Karen Brewer, and she developed one platform of technology that we use. A second platform of technology was developed by Dr. Sherry McFarlane out of Acadia University, which is in Nova Scotia here in Canada. So the technology was not developed by us, but it's something that we've seen, we've looked at it, we've bought the worldwide exclusive rights to that technology so we fully control it, but we're really optimizing that technology for the destruction of cancer.
In the interest of full disclosure, we have done a registration for Theralase with the Securities and Exchange Commission, so they are fully reporting in the United States, which is very definitely a positive. In terms of capital, if I'm not mistaken, with the last capital raise underwriting that you did, which took place about 7 or 8 months ago, you raised about $6 million, and most of that money is still on hand, correct?
Yeah, it was about $6 million U.S., maybe about $8 million Canadian.
Mm-hmm,
Yeah, we're still sitting on about 5.5.
So capital right now really isn't necessarily an issue. It's in the bank, so to speak, for lack of better terms. So what we have to look forward to at this moment in time is the efficiency of both the Canadian federal government and the U.S. federal government in terms of how long or is it going to take for them to say, you know, to bless the process, for lack of better terms. And unfortunately, you really never know. That's the interesting thing about medtech companies. You never really know how long the government is going to take on these issues, right? And that's got to be frustrating for you.
It's a little on the frustrating side. As far as, you're absolutely right, as far as the vision, as far as the technology, as far as the personnel, and as far as the capital, we're set. Where we run into a little bit of a headache is dealing with regulators. They have questions that need to be answered, so you answer those questions, and then they go and sit on their hands, for lack of a better term, for 2 to 3 months, and then come back and ask a new set of questions. But what we find is that the set of questions gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and they become less and less critical and more, you know, finicky is the word I would use. So we're really down to final strokes with these guys. So it's not a question of if they're going to approve it. It's just a question of when. So they really want their questions answered, and, you know, they have the ability to ask them, and we have to answer them. So it's just a process that you got to go through. So it added some delay to what we our projections and our timelines are. But as I say, it's not a question of if, it's really when, and I think we're down to final strokes now.
Roger, really quick, I want to cover a recent news release that came out of Theralase, and it's entitled Theralase Partners with University of Ulm, located in Germany. Can you explain what this partnership has going for it in terms of not only benefiting Theralase, but also moving Theralase almost in an international sense, since this university is located in Germany? Can this open up maybe more of a European market as well?
Absolutely. Theralase prides itself that its technology is recognized internationally. So we present our technology around the world. Quite recently, our technology was just presented in Florence, Italy, and it received the Best Presentation Award for the technology and by the presenter, which was Dr. Lothar Lilj. The technology certainly has huge upsides on an international community, and we compare our technology internationally, you know, every day. So we know that what we have is state-of-the-art. As far as the relationship with the University of Ulm, it's very strategic for the organization because we know that our photodynamic compounds are extremely effective. They're very, very potent. We're showing, you know, just, you know, up to 100% kill on cancer cells with no side effects. And we have a fairly good idea of the mechanism of action, how the PDCs enter the cancer cells, how they're light activated, produce reactive oxygen species, and they're targeting the mitochondria and the endoplasmic reticulum. So it's all very interesting information. But what Dr. Roque brings to the table, Dr. Angelica Roque, is she's one of the top researchers in the world in live cell microscopy. So what we can do is we can use our PDCs with and without transferrin. We can use them with different wavelengths. We can use them with different ruthenium compounds, the osmium compounds. And we can actually go in on live cells and using what's called FLIM technology, fluorescence live imaging, and PLIM technology, which is phosphorescence live imaging. We can actually see where the drug targets exactly in the cancer cell, and we can see its mechanism right over time. So we have a much greater understanding of how our drugs work and how to optimize the incredible results that we've already seen to date. So again, partnering with top institutions, top researchers, has always been our game. I always work with people that are smarter than me, and it's never hard to find those people.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.